The stock this is dictating on Anna DeFeo. That's Anna, A-N-N-A. DeFeo is D-E-F-E-O. D as in David. D-E-F-E-O, F as in Frank. DeFeo, Anna, A-N-N-A. Date of birth is 9-23-52. Date of visit is 7-19-22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Greg Cisneros, C-I-S-N-E-R-O-S, C-I-S-N-E-R-O-S, C-S and Cat, Greg, G-R-E-G, M-D, Dave, Consul 719. Next paragraph, Dear Greg, thank you for sending Anna DeFeo for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 69-year-old female who has recently been noted to have a right lung nodule following a PET CT. Done in September of 2021, had a 1.5 centimeter ground glass density and a new 6 millimeter ground glass density, which showed no significant uptake on PET scan and needed a follow-up period. The patient is asymptomatic and denies any cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath, but was treated for COVID-19 infection in June of this year, at which time a chest X-ray was done on 6/6/22, and it showed no acute cardiopulmonary pathology. The patient has not lost any weight, denies fevers and night sweats, denies any cough or wheezing. Next paragraph. Test history includes history for a cholecystectomy and also a history for hypertension for over 10 years, she has had no significant history of pneumonia. COPD, since she does have a long-standing history of smoking. Next paragraph, allergies to erythromycin and sulfur. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 35 years and quit in 07. Alcohol use minimal. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of colon cancer. Next paragraph. Med list included telmisartan 80 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams HS, Buspar 15 milligrams BID, Synthroid 75 micrograms a day, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams HS, and clonidine 0.1 milligram BID. Oh, can you please also add in the passivity? Passivity also includes hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia, and history for anxiety. Next paragraph. System, review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts, glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains. No asthma or hay fever. And denies shortness of breath or significant cough. She has no abdominal pains or diarrhea or constipation. And denies chest or jaw pain, but has some leg swelling and has anxiety, depression. She has no muscle aches or joint pains, and no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No clubbing, cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulses 90, respiration 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 139, saturation 97. HE and D adults, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected. Next up, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart tonsils are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is right lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 2. Is probable COPD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest CT. Without contrast, and a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate the lung nodules. Also advised to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs as needed for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Greg Cisneros, C-I-S-N-E-R-O-S, Greg, G-R-E-G. Copy for him, please. Let's talk. This is it.